Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
Hi, I'm Konstantin. I'm from Germany. I'm currently studying IT systems engineering in Potsdam, and I'm also working for nowpublic.com, one of the largest Drupal sites there is. And here at DrupalCon Paris, I'm going to talk about front-end performance. And in this talk, I will explain how you can make your Drupal site faster by obeying some simple rules that can be found in, for example, the Wiseload plugin, but also other rules that help you get your page loaded faster.
So you go and you have Firebug. Most people who are developers have Firebug already. And if they download the Yahoo extension of Wiseload, they give a whole report of all these different things that you can do. So maybe talk about like some of the first steps that that you typically suggest that people do in order to improve the performance of their site.
When I do a performance audit of a website, I typically just do a Wiseload run and look at one of the most pressing issues, which is the number of requests. And usually you can find that there are many different images on that website, which are like very small. And it's a good idea to combine them into fewer images so that you have several images combined into one, because that reduces the number of requests and that ultimately speeds up your site, even though the size of the combined image is not smaller than the individual images. But the number of requests is lower, and that's what affects the performance the most.
And when you look at a site like YouTube and look at some of their images, I've seen sometimes you look at it and it's like all their images are into one image, and it sounds like that's sort of what you're talking about. In order to eliminate the number of requests you put into one image, but how do you then go about, if you create that one image, how do you have to just finagle the CSS in order to make it work, or where do you go from there?
Right, there are various techniques. Like usually use CSS and the background position attribute to move the image around, and then clip the surrounding images so you just see the particular image you want. Other techniques to speed up the site include reducing the actual size of the images by removing metadata that is not used for displaying the image, like color profiles or EXIF tags, or by simply recompressing the image or losslessly recompressing the image using tools like PingQuant or OptiPing. Another way to reduce the time for loading a page is to split images over various hosts so that browsers can download resources simultaneously, because there's a limit to the number of how many resources can be downloaded in parallel by a browser. And there are like other ways to reduce the number of requests, for example, by using data images in the CSS so that you don't have to do an image request at all, but just have the image in the CSS, or by combining CSS and JavaScript, by reducing the ping times using a CDN, and by removing like cookies from images. So if you don't have a cookie for a domain, you don't have to send that cookie, and that also saves you a couple of bytes when downloading, and these kind of things.
And Drupal out of the box comes with a few options for optimizing the CSS and JavaScript. Maybe you can talk about what are those core options in Drupal and what are those actually doing?
Drupal has a CSS and a JavaScript aggregator, and what that does is it'll take all the CSS files that are available on that page and combines them into one CSS file. The problem with that approach, though, is that you have different pages have different sets of CSS files, and for every set of CSS file, Drupal creates a separate bundle of those CSS files. So you have to re-download most of the CSS files again, even though you already have like most of the CSS, so it doesn't intelligently combine them. And there's a module I've written for NowPublic, which is called sf_cache, which allows you to group CSS files into bundles, and as soon as one CSS file from that bundle is added to the page, the entire bundle is added instead. And this allows you to have like a base CSS file which contains all the layout of the page, and then separate CSS files for individual pages.
And so I guess there's also JavaScript optimization. What does that do? And is there any sort of big downfalls in the defaults in Drupal core?
What Drupal does out of the box with CSS is it does minify the CSS. Minification means the removal of white space and comments, because those are not required for displaying the page, of course. Unfortunately, it doesn't do that for JavaScript, at least not in Drupal 6, because there are various. It's a lot more complicated to minify JavaScript than to minify CSS. SFCache does minify JavaScript as well, though. SFCache, of course, also combines JavaScript files and allows you to select what JavaScript files are available on which page.
And is there any other sort of best practice modules that you use in terms of optimizing generally either the front end or back end that you've either written or worked with?
Those are not really modules, but more like scripts we use, for example, at NowPublic. We have one script that removes color profiles from uploaded images like user avatars or like other images users upload, because sometimes those color profiles in JPEG images are a lot larger than the actual image data itself, and removing the color profile can cut the image size by like 10 kilobytes, sometimes even more.
So these are just like Unix scripts that are running in the background on cron or whenever that's uploaded? Or?
I'm actually not 100% sure how that is implemented, because I didn't implement that myself. I guess we hook into the file upload mechanism and like convert the images when it's uploaded.
Okay. And you also have been involved with the writing a book. And so maybe you could talk a bit about what you contributed to the front-end theming book.
We wrote a book called Front-End Drupal together with Emma-Jane Hogbin. And that book is about theming Drupal, but also about customizing the front-end of Drupal, like the administration pages or adding interaction to those pages using JavaScript. And for that book, I've written the JavaScript part, which is not so much an introduction to JavaScript, but more like a more advanced coverage of JavaScript that'll get you from the basics you might already know to a more advanced level, and shows you how you can integrate JavaScript with Drupal, how you can write JavaScript components and add those to Drupal. I also wrote like minor parts of the rest of the book, but like the first couple of chapters were written by Emma Jane, and I wrote the last couple of chapters.
And finally, maybe you could talk a little about what specific things you're looking forward to in Drupal 7 that's coming out, the new features.
I'm really looking forward to the new administration theme. It still has a lot of minor bugs that have to be fixed before Drupal 7 is out. But I think the general direction of the administration theme is a very good one, because it allows you to like have a kind of separated admin backend, which is something many people complained about so far, because when they come from traditional content management systems, there's usually an admin backend and the front, and then those two are usually not very connected and look totally different. And with the admin theme, we kind of replicate that in Drupal, but we don't make Drupal so inflexible that it's no longer possible to combine the front and back end if you want to do so.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.